It's now time for Trivia Tracks with yours truly, Price Robertson. Now, here is today's Trivia Track. The outspoken style of Walter Winchell made him both feared and admired. He was one of the pioneers of gossip via the radio, newspapers, and television. Winchell found embarrassing stories about famous people by exploiting his exceptionally wide circle of contacts and trading gossip, sometimes in return for his silence. Winchell was also famous and notorious in his attempt to destroy the careers of people both private and public whom he disliked. Here are some facts you need to know on the man himself. In his youth, Walter Winchell worked as a vaudeville singer. He never legally married June McGee, the mother of his children, because he had been introducing her as his wife for some time before the birth of their first child, Walda, and he didn't want anyone to know that Walda was illegitimate. He and June kept the secret successfully all their lives. Winchell announced his retirement February 5, 1969, citing his son Walter Jr.'s suicide as a major factor, while also noting the delicate health of his wife. Exactly 1 year later, she died at a Phoenix hospital while undergoing treatment for a heart condition. Winchell carried on a long-standing feud with actress Ethel Barrymore, who said, "It is a sad commentary that Walter Winchell is allowed to exist, and the worst of it is, not that he is published here," referring to New York, "but his stuff appears all over the country." His salary as narrator of TV's The Untouchables was $25,000 per episode. If you could have a superpower, what would it be? Flight? Super strength? An imperviousness to cholesterol? Finnish cross-country skier Eero Mäntyranta won 7 Olympic gold medals between 1960 and 1972. In 1972, he admitted to doping, taking hormones to improve his performance, although they weren't banned by the International Olympic Committee at the time. Nevertheless, he had a genetic condition called primary familial and congenital polycythemia, which gave him a competitive edge. A mutation in his erythropoietin receptor gene made his bloodstream hold 1.5 times the amount of oxygen that another person's bloodstream would. All that extra oxygen meant he didn't get tired as easily and could ski for much longer and at faster speeds than the other guy. People with a very rare problem with the PCSK9 can eat all the extremely fatty cholesterol-laden food they want. The body lacks enough copies of the gene in question, which is responsible for helping to absorb and process dietary fat and cholesterol. That means cholesterol just doesn't affect them, and that their risk of developing heart disease is around 90% less than that of the general public. Question: who is Christopher Pallies? We know him as King Kong Bundy. He is best known for his appearances in the World Wrestling Federation, now World Wrestling Entertainment, in the 1980s and 90s. Chris Pallies, who grew up in Woodbury, New Jersey, was trained to wrestle by Larry Sharp at the Monster Factory in Belmar, New Jersey. In the early years of his career, he used the name Chris Cannon. In 1982, Pallies relocated to Texas, where he joined the World Class Wrestling Association. Also known as Big Daddy Bundy, early in his wrestling career, Pallies took the name King Kong from the famous movie Gorilla. Bundy was in honor of serial killer Ted Bundy. Prior to the WWF, King Kong Bundy wrestled for World Class Championship Wrestling, the AWA, and the NWA. Throughout his career, the 6'5" Bundy was known for his feuds with Junkyard Dog, The Machines, Bill Eady, and Blackjack Mulligan, to name a few. Bundy is perhaps known for his gimmick of demanding a 5-count from the referee while pinning an opponent. He went into semi-retirement in 1988, but returned to the ring in 1994, and wrestled for several independent wrestling promotions in America until he fully retired from wrestling in 2007. Among his acting credits include 3 guest spots on Married with Children. He was the favorite wrestler of Ed O'Neill's Al Bundy. He also tried a career as a stand-up comedian. King Kong Bundy died March 4, 2019 in Glassboro, New Jersey, at the age of 63, of undisclosed causes. NBC is the oldest of the Big 3 broadcast networks. It was founded September 13, 1926 by RCA. The world's largest radio manufacturer, because they feared poor quality radio broadcasting was hurting sales. NBC quickly became the most potent force in radio, and later split its radio operations into two separate networks, the Red and the Blue, which broadcasted side by side until 1943. In 1931, NBC built its first TV transmitter, but it wasn't until 1939 that TV finally caught on in all America. The first ever TV network broadcast was on January 11, 1940. But NBC finally began regular TV broadcast in 1945, after World War II was over. RCA was the sole owner of NBC until 1985, when General Electric bought RCA for $6.8 billion. In 1927, talent agent Arthur Judson joined forces with the Columbia Phonograph and Record Company to launch a new radio network that initially provided 10 hours of programming a week to 16 affiliates. And what was the new network? The Columbia Phonograph Broadcasting System. The phonograph was dropped in 1929, the year William Paley took over the company. During the 1930s, CBS earned more than $1 million a year in profits, and it was doing so well that in 1939, it bought its former owner, Columbia Records. In 1943, Edward J. Noble bought NBC's Blue Network for $8 million and renamed it the American Broadcasting Company. 10 years later, it entered TV broadcasting. At first, ABC was a much smaller network, but it made up for its lack of money and affiliate stations by producing more innovative TV shows than CBS and NBC. In 1975, its ratings shot ahead for the first time and has been on equal footing ever since. Here are some interesting facts about the quintessential leading man of the golden age of Hollywood, Cary Grant. He donated money to Israel in the name of his late mother. He never appeared in a Best Picture Oscar winner. Grant held the record at New York's Radio City Music Hall as its leading star. 27 films for a total of 113 weeks. Fred Astaire is the runner-up with 16 films for 60 weeks, thanks mainly to the strength and physical dexterity he gained as an acrobat when he was young. He did a majority of his own stunts during his film career, far more than people would think. Although Cary Grant is known for using the transatlantic accent, something he picked up while learning to speak American English by watching people at baseball games, he was usually considered poor at accents when he was up for a certain non-American role. His attempts at Cockney accents in Gunga Din and None But the Lonely Heart were widely ridiculed in the United Kingdom. In 1982, he was honored with the Man of the Year Award by the New York Friars Club at the Waldorf Astoria. In later years, he said the character he played in Father Goose came closest to his real self. He considered himself to be miscast in The Howards of Virginia, the aforementioned None But the Lonely Heart, and The Pride and the Passion. Till next time, I'm Price Robertson. Amazed by today's trivia? Then join me every Monday through Friday morning for Trivia Tracks on Fox Sports Camden 97.1. For more amazing trivia, check out the Trivia Tracks podcast at thewatchatallpodcast.com.